Okay, let's talk about why I think federalagencies.govs need a YouTube optimization plan. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So let's start with some background. So the U.S. government began engaging with YouTube and launching channels on YouTube in around 2009 when it signed a special service agreement with some of the big social networks, which ensured compliance with federal terms and conditions. YouTube, as you all know, is a free platform for hosting and managing videos, and in many cases, it can and should replace your in-house video embedding platforms if you're at a federal agency. Still, I find that not all agencies are actually using YouTube as their primary video management tool. So let's talk through why federal agencies might want to only use YouTube to manage your videos. YouTube is a critical video discovery engine. So American citizens primarily discover videos in two ways. One, a result of going to YouTube search, where frankly 95% of the videos ranking are YouTube videos. Caveat being, I have seen Brightcove accounts from some federal agencies ranking, though not as effectively as YouTube videos most of the time. Or American citizens will go directly to YouTube.com, which is the world's second largest search engine and the third most visited site globally. YouTube videos, as I'd mentioned, dominate Google search results. 95% of the time, a video in search results is from YouTube. And I've seen high authority sites rank in YouTube if they're not, high authority sites rank in search if they're not using YouTube. But frankly, you should evaluate this on a keyword basis. And if you're using an alternative to YouTube, I recommend that you also have a vibrant YouTube channel. It's important to keep in mind that the intent behind for citizens that are looking for videos on Google differ from searchers on YouTube. Generalized, Google searchers are looking for an answer to their question, facts, how-to research, and YouTube users are generally looking for entertainment, like seeing the National Zoo's newest panda cub. Now, there's a variety of factors involved in ranking well with YouTube, but the biggest components are having a channel with a high number of subscribers and authority, having videos with high view counts and a high number of people clicking on the video, high engagement, lengthy watch time, and then time spent on YouTube after watching your video. Now, using YouTube as a platform for embedding videos increases your video popularity and visibility. For instance, if a user is on your site and watching an embedded YouTube video, that view time will be added to the overall watch time metric for the video in general on YouTube. Or if users embed a playlist of several videos onto a .gov website, that could increase the overall session time where the user is engaging with that content, could ultimately help in ranking. It's also important to know that paid promotion actually influences the overall view count. So it's the only time where a paid promotion plan will impact your organic rankings. Now, YouTube accounts with more subscribers get more visibility. So if you're a federal agency, you should work to increase your subscriber count and subscribers that are hitting the notification button. And putting all your efforts into YouTube marketing versus splitting your efforts supports this idea. YouTube channels really don't break through and perform until they reach over 10,000 subscribers. At that point, YouTube opens up additional features like Super Chat, YouTube Stories, the ability to link back to your website from an end card. So if an agency is going to put its effort into YouTube, it makes sense to coordinate all of those efforts. Actually, on video, ask your subscribers to subscribe and hit that notification button because at this point, YouTube is only sending out notifications to people who've hit the notification button regardless of whether or not they're subscribers. So let's talk about the agencies that are currently using YouTube. So there's actually quite a few. The vast majority of federal agencies, I think, are doing things on YouTube, some with a high amount of success, some with a little bit less so. So agencies like Smithsonian, HHS Office of the National Coordinator, National Cancer Institute, NCI, CDC, EPA, U.S. Postal Service, National Archives. Now, there are a few special treatments that you get as a federal agency due to the SSA. One example is you can have white-labeled embedded video player that doesn't have the YouTube logo. And then also channels can opt out of advertisements played after their videos, and they can also opt out of the Up Next YouTube feature, which would automatically play another video. Also, all the government videos obviously need to be accessible, and they can be by using the standard YouTube features. Most of these requirements help with optimizing them for search discovery. Digital.gov has a whole list of accessibility requirements for video. I have it on my website. Now, YouTube videos are not found just by publishing, just like everything on the internet. You actually need to promote. And there's a large number of hours of YouTube being uploaded every minute. So particularly on YouTube, things aren't found unless they're promoted. Now, when channels use the TrueView ads, this is a video that plays prior to other videos, they can see an increase of views of their previously uploaded videos on the channel, often by up to a 500% after posting new videos. And government agencies have used TrueView ads. My team at Ketchum ran them. So we did a campaign for HHS OCR, Office of the Civil Rights, and that campaign, after 6 months of running the paid ads, received more than 3.4 million video views. A caveat, this was for your HIPAA rights. So the video itself was not the most sexy. It was not a panda club at the National Zoo type video. Anyway, 3.4 million video views that drove more than almost 150,000 clicks to the OCR website. The cost per view was only 10 cents, less than mailing, 10 cents. And video and views increased 109% in the first month. Search and display campaigns generated about 4 million impressions combined. And the search campaign that was running had a 7% click-through rate. It was highly successful. So even though I spent a lot of time in the organic space, when it comes to paid promotion, I triple down on YouTube promotions because I just think they're very effective. You actually, instead of clicking, you pay for a view, right? People's actually watching something. All right, so anyway, let's wrap up. Ultimately, YouTube has evolved their feature set so that federal agencies can use the platform, both for video hosting, embedding, promotion, and still align with government regulations regarding accessibility, user tracking, and advertising. And for some agencies who already have some video software in place, like Brightcove, a combined approach, which includes promoting YouTube and doubling down on YouTube, is recommended by me. Agencies that want to make sure citizens discover their videos really need to invest in a paid promotion plan. Online video consumption is predicted to increase. By 2021, it's supposed to be 80% of the world's internet traffic is going to be video. So video is super essential for any federal agency, and it's super essential you actually get your act together with YouTube and double down on YouTube and drive your subscribers on YouTube. Anyway, thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.